down. Listen, life now, let me find out. You want the lifestyle of mine, no pal of mine. Running with goons with night rules from jail time. Got the squad looking like tycoon. We on time while we probably with the fly mommy on 25th Street. Watch 100 in the Lex do it. I'm in the 16 with the 12 next to it. You want to stick me, then put your best to it. A guy black, we see you in the law kingdom. You try that. Check the fly cat, 2.5, multiply that. Cash rules on my arm, I flash shoes and tattoos. You can look, but don't touch me, bad news. I'm elegant me, elegancy, treasury, with the hopes to be rich before they bury me. Born a Baptist, but moved on to higher practice. My fire actions, only map I interact with. We all dawn. Strong arm, a long palm, but if it's war, we on coming for niggas who force me wrong. Select features, sit back, connect the pieces, inject the thesis, spoke to my pops who left me speechless. He told me pride going through worlds that wore me out, never bore me out. Bitches and money, that's what we all about, we all about landing here. Beach houses with the chandelier, me and my crew, mad cans of beers, poker, fly vibe, still eyes open, it's clear. Presidential suites at the Tangier. How you living on your block? Mine's hot. How you living on your block? I got it locked. What's going down on your side? Who got shot? Same shit, duh. Yeah, right, I'll meet you up top. Yo, it's hard to take the feeling that I might get knocked. Duh, you know we don't stop. We can't close up shop. Nothing less than how we steppin', poops kidding, cuties with it, see me dressing, see me flexing, through the hood, these be stressing, illegal search, trying to find weapons for gun possession, never want for questions, every move made a destined, black professors to take it back to the essence, another version of the Goldie Mac pimp servant, convince the urban, tried to get a prince emergent, half Hispanic, hollow chips, snap the damage, the path was granted, loaded gag, left cannon, shipped up, live by morals, don't get it mixed up, guess what? Millionaire strut with the crisp cut, twist up, slow going, gold showing, soul flowing, eyes don't lie, hoes knowing, main attraction, lace love in the latest fashion, train to Mackin, never rocking, gated clashing, assorted wear, AZ firm, extraordinaire, make it more severe, lock it, sit down, all the shit. Nowhere to go from here but the top of the stairs, nothing stopping the pair, we locking his hair with the black toaster, by my hip bone, fuck a holster. See me at the Copa, platinum soaker, the guards with me, mad blunt smoke, it's hard to miss me, pick one out of two dimes to twist me, new nines to twist me, mine on chips, rhyme on shit, that's strictly made for cat pieces, excuse me, is that your bitch in my six, turning up the volume when she hear my hit, on her wall, mad flip, now you want me blasted, but don't get it confused, open this rap shit, kinda lace, looking at diamonds, in my onyx face, voice the perpetual roadie, with the day and date, y'all play and hate this, too fly for female singers who get facelifts and fake titties, we rule the world in six cities, I dreamed of the sun, happy we made it past the six, face the fiends of the slum, how you living on your block, mine's hot, how you living on your block, I got it locked, what's going down on your side, who got shot, same shit, duh, yeah, right, I'll meet you up top, no, it's hard to take the feeling that I might get knocked, duh, you know we don't stop, we can't close up shop.
How y'all doing out there, man? It's a pleasure to be before you today, be able to bring you some information, and hope all is well with y'all and everybody functioning and trying to get themselves together. So we're talking about common unity in the black community. Black dollars matter. See, black lives might don't matter, but black dollars matter. So I'm going to just go tell you what it is. And I know we don't use the word black, as Moors, but because it's for the sake of the audience, for the sake of the audience, that's what the title is, because they don't understand enough until you get them here. So that's what we go into here. We go into the importance of not calling yourself black and to understand why black lives doesn't matter. See, that's when we go into the constitutional fold and show you what a black person is and that, you know, black person don't have no standing in law. So that's what we're going to show you. And you see that we the number one spenders in the economy, you know, getting $1 trillion out of us, but economically we're the poorest. So it's something going on. It's something that has to be looked at. So all praise is due to Allah for us being here this morning, being up. And definitely got to give honors to the Prophet Noble Dua Ali. You know we're not going to have a show without that. That's on the first and fourth run of these teachings right here on this show with Suleiman Bey. So once again, I thank y'all for joining in. I hope that my prison population, man, I hope all my family members listening, man, and we're going to put some things on the table this morning and work on our situation on bettering ourselves, because we got to better ourselves from within ourselves, starting with ourselves and our family. Save yourself first, if I would say it, in your family. That's what you do. You save yourself and your family, then you let that example be example for the rest of the family. You know, you got people looking at you. You got people that's been followed you in all kinds of ways of walks of life. You know, if any way that you didn't walk, you got people that's been followed you. So they looking, you know, they looking for your example. They looking for you to pull them out of them. You know, you've been in darkness, so they've been in darkness. So it's time for you to civilize again. So that's what this is about, being a Moorish American. Once again, this is Suleiman Bey on the morning drip. So we're going to get into some, of course, some hadiths of the prophet, some oral statements from the prophet, so you can understand, you know, some of the things that he said. Because like he said, if you don't believe he's a prophet, then watch his prophecies. So I bear witness to the prophecies, man, right before our eyes, you know what I'm saying? So that was 90-plus years ago, you know, man had vision there, be a visionary like that. You know, I'm trying to put away generational wealth. So, man had the vision. You know, people being too short vision. We being too short vision. We trying to get it and thinking about right now. See, that's the toil and struggle that they got us on. You trying to get and think about now when you just plain old rich and don't even know it. Man, just be yourself. You just be yourself. Search for the kingdom of heaven and all things be added unto you. That's a mind state. I don't know where you've been looking for heaven at. I don't know if you've been waiting for the heaven to when you leave out of this form, but the heaven is a mind state. Okay? So once again, I got to write these down. So I got a few websites for y'all to go to, for y'all to tap in. And I got, so the one will be legalempowermentgroup101.com. So you can go there. You can leave your information. You can leave your email address and leave a comment, because we do a lot here through a legal empowerment group. We do a lot of work with the prison population, helping the brothers and sisters get their papers shipped in to the right source. And we do a lot of credit repair, credit rebuilder, but a lot of consultation, you know, a lot of that. So, and then we got Al Moore. What is the card at? Let's see. Then we got Al Moore Consultation, LLC.com. So that's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R. And consultation, LLC.com, and then legalempowermentgroup101.com. Hit any one of them forums, man. And if you like this show and we talk about, leave a comment, get at us, and then we get back at you. Islam is love. Okay. So once again, this is about us understanding who we are, you know, understanding who we are and pooling our resources. This is about pooling our resources. This is about setting an example with your family, starting with the head of households first and anybody you got in the house, you know, of age, you know, and anybody that you got 13 to 15 that you can start working on having their credentials right. So you want to have your okay, we could get. All right, excuse me. Yeah, so that's what this is about. So we're going to go into the, I'm going to go into some of the hadiths after I go in, after I read some of the Moorish Quran real quick. I'm going to take a reading off the Moorish Quran this morning, because that's what I do. You on the morning river, Suleiman Bey, you riding with me. You feel me? So if I was riding with you, I'd ride with you. You might listen to some music I don't really listen to, but I'm going to ride out because I'm just riding with you. You know, it maybe ain't what I do, but I'm going to ride out. You know, see what I could gain from this. Okay, I'm going to read chapter 12 from the Moorish Holy Quran. And it says, Yahushua teaches the common people at a spring, tells them how to obtain eternal happiness. Let me grab my lenses, man, because I be thinking I can't, you know, being in them dismal crypts all them years, man, behind that glass, squinting, looking out windows, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man, being them little dismal crypts, man, them little five by seven, whatever they is, man, five steps one way. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about all them years, man. Your eyes start getting, you got to squint. Yeah, you got to squint. So I'm going to put on these goggles, man, so I can see and, you know, filter this information to y'all. Okay, once again, let me start it back over. We definitely go get it, most indubitably. We definitely go get this information. Okay, so here we go. So I was hoping to have a few guests pop in. You know, if they wake up this morning, Saturday, you know, ain't no telling what they did yesterday. Excuse my French, but it was, you know, it was Freaky Friday, man. They were telling what they did last night, man. They wasn't even, they was in the lower last night. So this morning, it's going to take a minute for it to charge up for them to get back high. Islam? Okay. Chapter, you got to know what you're dealing with, your personnel. Chapter 12. Yahushua teaches the common people at a spring, tells them how to obtain eternal happiness. In sight and meditation, Yahushua sat beside a flowing spring. It was a holy day, and many people of the servant caste were near the place. And Yahushua saw the hard-drawn lines of toil on every brow and every hand. There was no look of joy in any face. Not one of all the group could think of anything but toil, working. And Yahushua spoke to one and said, why are you all so sad? Have you no happiness in life? The man replied, we scarcely know the meaning of that word. We toil to live and hope for nothing else but toil. And bless the day when we can cease our toil and lay down and rest in Buddha's city of the dead. And Yahushua's heart was stirred. They just want to work and die. And Yahushua's heart was stirred with pity and with love for these poor toilers. And he said, toil should not make a person sad. Men should be happiest when they toil. When hope and love are back of toil, then all of life is filled with joy and peace. And this is heaven. Do you not know that such a heaven is for you? The man replied, of heaven we have heard, but when it is so far away and we must live so many lives before we reach that place? And Yahushua said, my brother man, your thoughts are wrong. Your heaven is not far away. It is not a place of meets and bounds. It's not a country to be reached. It is a state of mind. Allah never made a heaven for man. He never made a hell. We are creators and make our own. Now cease to seek for heaven in the sky. Just open up the windows of your heart, and like a flood of a light of heaven will come and bring a boundless joy. Then the toil will be no cruel task. The people were amazed and gathered close to hear this strange young master speak, imploring him to tell them more about the Father God Allah, about the heaven that man can make on earth, and about the boundless joy. And Yahushua spoke a parable. He said, a certain man possessed a field. The soil was hard and poor. The soil was hard and poor. By constant toil, he scarcely could provide food to keep his family from want. One day, a miner who could see beneath the soil and passing on his way saw this poor man in his unfruitful field. He called the weary toiler and said, my brother, know you not that just below the surface of your barren field, rich treasures lie concealed? You plow and sow and reap in a scanty way, and day by day you tread upon a mine of gold and precious stones. This wealth lies not upon the surface of the ground. But if you would dig away the rocky soil and delve down deep into the earth, you need no longer till the soil for naught. Listen, the man believed. The miner surely knows, and I will find the treasures hidden in my field. And then he dug away the rocky soil, and deep down in the earth, he found a mine of gold. And Yahushua said, Yahushua said, the sons of men are toiling hard on desert plains and burning sands and rocky soils, are doing what their fathers did, not dreaming that they could do aught else. Behold, a master comes and tells them of a hidden wealth, that underneath the rocky soil of carnal things are treasures that no man can count, that in the heart the richest gems abound, that he who wills may open the door and find them all. And then the people said, make known to us the way that we may find the wealth that lies within the heart. And Yahushua opened up the way. The toilers saw another side of life, and toil became a joy. Alhamdulillah. I bear witness to that. That's my favorite chapter right there. Yeah, I bear witness to that, man. It's inside of you, man. Look inside yourself, man. Get up, dig that deep down, man. Get up that rocky soil, man. You know, all that stuff you've been through, all that stuff you've been holding on to, all that stuff you've been taught, all them lies and misinformation you've been taught, you know. Shed that skin. Shed that layer off. And then you'll see that toil, it becomes joy when you uplift and follow humanity, when you're reaching out to your people, when you're bringing them up. You know, it's hard in that struggle, though. It's hard when you're going that way because we are a tough, hard-necked people. That's what the prophet said. Yeah, we're stiff-necked people. So, yeah, it's hard, you know. Yeah, I was listening to something before, and I heard the Minister Farrakhan said, a lot of mama told him, brother, this work is hard trying to raise the Negro, the black man. Man, like they're raising the dead, like Lazarus. Yeah, he's trying to raise dead bones, man. So, you know, our people, we've been conditioned to hate self and kind, so anything we tell them is not, you know, it's not official. And we've got to start raising some ones that look like they're God. We're going to have to start raising some that look like they God, man. We're going to have to then bring them out of it. Is that what we're about to do? Man, because they don't want to listen to nothing but the image and likeness that we've been created in. See, that's the thing. You've been created in the image and likeness, and now you're portraying that image and likeness to the world. But you've been pimped. That image is being pimped around the world. That's not your image. That's not who you are. It's not a culture in the world that acts like this. It's not an Asiatic culture in the world. Not none of them that acted like this. Well, yeah they were sodomizing and doing all kinds of other stuff and acting up. It's nothing new under the sun. But yeah, just look at yourself. Come on now, you acting like somebody else. That's why you don't go into nobody else. That's why you stay amongst yourself. That's why it's just not good to amalgamate. You start taking on people's gods. You got your own ways. You got your own people. Enjoy your own, the fruit of your own people. Yeah, why you got to go into somebody else? Go amalgamate. You feel me? And destroy and then genetically genocide somebody else. Man, be yourself. Uplift yourself. You know, then the rest of following, you can civilize the world again and see the world again. So that's what this is. We're trying to have common unity in our community and understanding that, okay, if we not have a community, but understand this fact. Community means common unity, right? So in our community, we spending the most dollars, right? But we spending them individually. We're not spending them collectively, but they're being collected collectively. That's how they know the numbers. That's how they know you're trillionaires. Yeah, you're trillionaires. Man, but sure, you're not spending it on self and kind. You're not investing into yourself. You're not putting it back. If they give you a stimulus right now, you go blam, you go blow it, bling, bling. That's what we go do. We'll go blow it. If they told blacks, so-called blacks, they go give you reparations. Man, I wouldn't want no reparations for being black. You don't even got a history, illustrious history. Your history starts with slavery. Man, that's a young baby. Man, that's a young baby, man. You's a young baby, man. You younger than everybody. Man, ain't that something? You younger than everybody. How you younger than everybody? And your skin, sure, your skin just as dark as everybody else's, huh? I'm just trying to say, y'all better wake up, man. Understand what's going on. The fling-flam. We've been hit with the fling, 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 upside the head. Boop, high noon. Yep, boop, through in the corner. Boop, buried. Man, shallow grave. But y'all better understand, man. Y'all be able to come up out of it. Come up out of it. Wake up, man. You have been sent one, man. Illustrious prophet, man. You were sent one to us. Yahushua came again to these shores, man. Y'all better understand that in the same time, man. The same people got their foot on our neck now as then, man. The same people working and striving as then. Just look at it, man. Look at the prophecies. Look what the prophets say. So I'm going to go into some of the prophet's oral statements, man. Hadiths of Noble Jawali, right? Okay. He said, I forgive you of everything that you did before I came. Now you are responsible for your deeds now. the holy prophet Nabonidus told the Moors, I brought you everything it takes to save a nation. Now take it and save yourself. So what did he bring? So he brought the saving powers. So for example, he brought the family national name, the flag, the emblem, the constitution, the land, the family heritage, etc. Okay, that's what he brought you back. You didn't have none of that. You were just toiling and struggling to be black. So he brought that back to you, okay? So he told you, by being you born here doesn't make you a citizen. So now you understand what he was saying? Oh, what you mean we're not a citizen? Okay, Negroes, blacks, and colored people are names given to us during what? During the time of slavery. So if you was born under the powers of the 14th and 15th Amendment, those are the commercial persons. Those are commercial property, right? Those are the people that's under assumable jurisdiction of Congress, right? So those words are in those amendments. They don't legally, that doesn't translate legally into men and women. So that's what you got to understand, that when you understand that word person. That's why we on the morning drip. We always go into that word person. Like, I never can get away from that. It's like I got to pull out them tools for the workshop of the mind. I got to bing upside the head with you with the hammer. Yeah, I got to boop, boop. Man, y'all can't just bing y'all one time. You know, usually somebody, you get somebody upside the head with a hammer, they going to give it up. Man, they going to wrap it in their pockets. Huh, man, don't kill me. Man, not us. I got to boop, boop, boop. Man, what's up with you, man? Boop, boop, boop. Man, get it up, would you? Would you pay attention and listen? Man, see how I got to talk to y'all? I got to talk to y'all in y'all language, man, because y'all don't understand nothing else. You know, I got to talk to you in your language, man. You got to start networking with your own self and kind. You got a boyfriend and a girlfriend. She got a credit. You got a credit. Y'all ain't working together to build your credit and come together as credit and be one. So she bootleg, you bowleg, excuse me. Y'all both bowleg doing what y'all do. So she's struggling going to work, you struggling going to work, coming home, talking about the business. Hey, man, and y'all ain't thought about a plan how we could come together. Okay, well, let's do this. Well, let's go on and, we'll move together real quick with the money. We'll put the money together that we would go save and put it toward half of it. We put in our pocket for our bank account. That's what we wasn't doing. We was giving that to rent at first, and then the other half we're going to put it towards investing each month. And put a nest egg up for ourselves into something, whatever it is, in crypto, this and that, and somewhere we can make some, you know, some money, some flow. But people don't think like that. Nah, we ain't thinking like that, man. We just go keep on zooming and rolling and hurting, coming in the house, going through the same thing. So that's how it is in the hood. Now you got people in most hoods, you know, you got some just real orchestrated. You know, but most of them, they just running bootleg. Everybody just running around there bagging. It ain't organized or nothing. People just all running around. They ain't putting their money together, nothing. He got a few, he got more. So it's envy, it's hate. Put all your tools and fuels in together. Come whatever you got, put it all in together. All go to the same place, break bread, same price. Woo-woo, everybody made money. But you can't think like that. You know, you can't think money. Yeah, we living in our so-called black community, and the Asians, the Chinese, and the Arabs, and everybody else, all your other cousins becoming serving you inferior food at a high price on the corner store, selling you death, pork, drugs, candy, all the stuff that got all the poisons in it, all the food that you shouldn't be eating, all the processed food. I mean, killing them all for generations since she was young. The auntie, the mama, stood all of them. They didn't pass it down. And you couldn't put your money together. We run around in the hood trying to buy, we hood rich, trying to have hood money. But we couldn't put our money together and buy all the stores around there and feed our communities, get the poison out of there and get them good food. We couldn't do that. We couldn't think like that. You see, because you wasn't taught like that. See, you've never been educated. You've been trained. You've been trained to be subservient, submissive, to be a servant, a good old boy, good old girl, go to work for massa. See, I'm going to tell it to you like it is. That's here on the morning drip of Suleiman Bay. That's where you at. You could get contact information, Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's a website. Go check that out. And AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's another one. So, yeah, go check those out. And like I say, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. ConsultationLLC.com and Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Leave the contact information, a comment, whatever. We'll get back to you, man. Whatever information you hear on one of these shows or one of the shows from the archives. All right. So that's how we do that. Okay. So back into some more of the private. Also, the email address is you can hit that Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com, and then health for the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. That's the nonprofit, the 501c3 that we run. You put donations, gifts, or whatever, man. We give it to the community, man. Believe that, man. We got a big old 26-foot truck. Yes, we do. Man, like a U-Haul. Yeah, we fill that thing up. Whatever donation you got, we go drop that off. Like, we're not knocking Santa Claus. Yeah, we don't do no Santa Claus. Yeah, we go drop that off. You know we'll come out. Robin Hood. Yeah, that's what we go do. We go bring it on to you, man. We'll bring it on to you and the hood near you. You never know where health might pull up at. So if you see that health, if you see H.E.A.L.T.H. yeah, on that truck somewhere in a city near you, doing it. Yeah, that's what we love you do. Pull it back open. Put it back open. Hello. Hello. Yeah, what we going to say to you. So health, H-E-A-L-T-H dot more, M-O-O-R, at yahoo.com. That's email address for that. And the website is coming soon. It's being built. I don't know why they take so long, man. I guess they got to get it sophisticated and educated and ready, man. Get it dressed up real pretty, huh? Yeah, because it's still taking a second. And then we got Al Moore. That's A-L-M-O-O-R again, dot consulting at gmail.com. So that's in conjunction with Al Moore, Consultation LLC, and Legal Empowerment Group 101.com is in conjunction with Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com. So I'm hollering at those arenas. Like I said, we do credit repair, credit builder, on top of teaching you how to be yourself and getting your papers sent into the right forms and whatnot. So over here, we send all our forms in for the prisoner's sake and everybody else's sake. We send all our forms in through the Great Seals, through RV Bay or whatever, the Great Seals. So that's how we send ours through RV Bay. I don't know where everybody else send theirs through. We send ours on through Ms. Anaid L. That's what we send ours to. So if you want to go somewhere else or send yours somewhere else, then you know you're free. You're a free person to send yours. But if you sending yours to us, that's what we send ours to. All right. Yeah, that's only citizen. Yes. Okay, so back with the Moore said. Moore, study yourself. So you okay? Say, a beggar nation cannot attain to its highest degree of spirituality. Yeah, why? Because you can't be economically sound. If you're begging, yeah, you ain't got your bag right. You can't be begging. So I don't know how a person look at a beggar. How a person look at a mutt. How do you look at a mutt, man, when the mutt come running through the hood, man? I'm just going to talk about the dog first. When you just analyze it and put it in people form and all that, right? So when it comes to the hood, man, what's that? You see people throwing stuff at it, his tail be tucked, people kicking it. Yeah, it's a cur. It ain't no bloodline. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to have that bloodline. Come on, man. You can't be walking to the turf, man, with no cur, man. You can't have no cur in you. You got to be bloodline. You got to be scratching. Come on, man. You got to be scratching, man. You can't. Come on, now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So that's what I'm talking about right here. So anyway, this is the United of Asia. That's what the prophet said. He said, in the year 2000, the Moors will come into their own. So I know y'all see it. Just listen. Just tell me what you see. Just tell me what you see, man. Okay, tell me what you see coming to true, right? One day, when seven bridges cross in the sky, there will be red feathers and turbans for as far as the eyes can see. So now you see how all this the freeway systems is built now, huh? See how the freeway systems is built now? I had to go around my elbow to get to my thumb to get what I wanted established in this government. So that means, what that mean? So what he had to go through? Oh, the assumable laws, yeah, assumable jurisdictional laws of the U.S., yeah, busting through that red tape, that garbage. So that's the same thing you got to go through. That's the fire you got to go through. That's what it's about, declaring, proclaiming. You feel me? Putting people on notice. You're not waiting for an answer. You're just putting people on notice. You got to know the laws of the land. You feel me? You got to know the international laws. The only way out of the fire is through the fire. So the same thing, right, that the slaves do, the same way you get out of it. So you go back and look. I mean, that's why they never taught you the Constitution. Why they never taught you the Constitution? Why they never even taught you to read? Huh? They didn't even teach you to read in school. They never taught you how to properly read and how to properly define. Man, come on now. He said, I come to set you free from that state of mental slavery that I found you in. What's the mental slavery? Come on, man. As a man, think it's social ED, right? So if you think you're a Negro, black, and colored, oh, that's it. When you find out what that is. So right there, let me pause. Right there, let me pause. So let me get to the person. Let us get into this person clause. Because we're going to find out. Now, it's good to have you a constitution. One of the dictionaries that I have, is a Black Law Dictionary. It's the 7th edition, right? This 7th edition dictionary right here is beautiful because it has a constitution in the back of it. Now, it's best to have older black laws. You know, you want to have multiple editions. The older ones is the best preferred, but you want to have multiple. But this one in particular has a constitution in it. So as we know and understand, when I say we, I'm speaking on to the black man. People call themselves Negroes, Blacks, Colored, African Americans, all right? The people that's under the assumable jurisdiction of Congress, United States, okay? Right? Because you were born, they call you all born. So you think that you're a citizen. But you can never be a citizen of the European Union. Yeah, whether free or a slave. See, now you have to go back to Dred Scott, Supreme Court case, to understand that. Go back to Dred Scott, Supreme Court case, never been overturned, and see what it says, all right, about your black ass. That's what you keep wanting to call yourself. Okay, so the 14th Amendment, Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Bam, citizen of the United States and the state we reside. Two citizens, okay, just made you a citizen. So people who are born or naturalized. So you, people being naturalized, they go through the immigration nationalization process, right? They got to answer questionnaires. They got to have a land they've been from. You know, a land mass. You know, a land tells it all. The person tell you where they land, where they from, it equates to that. They say, I'm from Somalia. Bam, you know, it's a land mass equated to that. They say, I'm Chinese. You know, it's a land mass. They say, I'm Iranian. You know, it's a land mass. Where the black land mass at? Where black land at? When you go to the United Nations, everybody who got a seat at the table, you know, it's some other people this nation too, that's not at the table, but people got the seat at the table, man. They got their flags around. You ever seen a black flag there? Except that one to go, the one that the roaches scared of, and they say, raid. The light, like the light come on, they take off. That's the only black flag I know is it's sprayed on roaches. So anyway, to all persons born or naturalized, listen, in law, you go see that word persons a lot. They never define what the person is, but you got to define what the word person is and what the word person means. All right? You feel me? So we're going to go into black. I'm not going to speak on my own authority. I'm going to open up the books, man. I'm going to give it to you out they books, man. It's out of Black Law Dictionary, Abridged, 7th edition. All right? Person. Now, you ask a black person, what does that mean? What the word person mean? They're going to tell you just what does it mean, a human being. That's what they're going to say. I have that answer a lot of times. But they're going to say a person. They just go look at it. Yeah, human being. Okay, you're right. Being smart black man. Smart. You're right. But we're not dealing with on the surface, and we're not dealing with Webster's dictionary. We're dealing with law because the European is here by law, by legal means. Right? He got a legal contract, a legal agreement. So you got to understand that. So you got to understand the legalese, the language that they're using, so you could break the barriers because the language would trap you. All right? Person. Okay, this is the Black Dictionary definition. Person, one, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Say that again. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, so we established that a person is a human being, and a person could be an entity, a corporation, that the law recognizes as having rights like a human, because corporations could sue and be sued, right? Okay. Now, artificial person is under that definition. So artificial person says an entity, okay? Person just said an entity. An entity such as a corporation created by law. Listen to the language. Created by law, and there go that word, listen, and, so hold on, something else coming, and given, key word, given certain legal rights, given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. I'm going to say that again. Artificial person. An entity such as a corporation. So we established that a person could be a human being or an entity such as a corporation. We established that. So this artificial person is created by law and given certain legal rights. If somebody can create you and give you certain rights, then they can take them rights from you. That's not unalienable, inalienable rights. Some people say unalienable, inalienable, however you say it, however your slang from whatever coast and however your tongue twists say it, you get the drift. That's not something that you was, that's something given to you. That's not inherent, created. That's created, not a part of you already. Legal rights and duties of a human being. An entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being real or imaginary who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Okay, then you go down, they got other humans, they got other persons, disabled person, fictitious person, interested person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, and then you come to natural person. Okay, natural person, everybody know what a natural person is? Some of you think somebody with an afro. No, the natural person is a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Now listen to the language. Natural person, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. How do you distinguish an artificial person from a natural person in law? That's why you got to refute the fraud. That's right. You got to refute the fraud. That's what that proclamation is for. That's what that declaration and proclamation is for. Standing up saying, hey, I'm not no artificial person. I'm flesh and blood. That's what that's about. That's the distinguishing act that you must do, because here, if you don't, you're going to be assumed, presumed to be other than yourself, an artificial person created by law. You're going to presume to be Ted. So you remember the movie, the little bear y'all was laughing at, oh, that laugh to the bank, Ted and Ted too. Remember that? Ted was shaking his wee-wee and, you know, humping and had a girlfriend. He was smoking tree. Yeah, he was shooting. Talking shit, swallowing spit. Yeah, old Ted. Yeah, he was doing the thing. Had us laughing for real. Man, Ted was an artificial person. Man, Ted went to court. They told Ted, man, if you don't sit your little dark self down, you see what color he was. Yeah, they played the color game, little brown bear, Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends? Yeah, they took old. They told old Ted to sit down, man. They said, Ted, sit your butt down, man. You're a creation of the law, man. You're a fiction. Man, you're a figment of madness. Man, if you don't sit yourself down, Ted had to shake his head, man. All what he know and what he could do, man. It was not. He could do nothing. They was talking about you, man. Put a movie right in front of your face on you, man. It's the 14th Amendment citizen. And it wasn't just you. He just happened to be a little brown bear. It's just the joke's on you because everybody's here is getting bread off of you. They come in here eating off you. That's the American dream, to keep you black and then come over here and to gain off your ignorance. So he just happened to be a black bear. But there's a lot of also other slaves and citizens around here too. This is a slave corporation, man. So understand that. So that's person. So we live that again. It's important, man. It's important to study. Just being broad on different topics, man. It's really just studying, being broad on different topics. So now, person. This is from John Bouvier, Law Dictionary. All right. Okay. And this is the Law Dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, and of the several states of the American Union, with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. yeah, you got to get in there, man. You got to see what's going on, man. You got to see what they own. Another good thing to study is the Articles of Confederation. Go get those documents. Download those documents. Law Library of Congress or somewhere. Go somewhere and download those. The Articles of Confederation. See what this is about. See what the original plantations were, are, and who was on them. Yeah, see what's going on. You will be amazed. You've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. Yeah, flim-flammed. Yeah, you really have. Malcolm was on for some. He told you, man. You've been hoodwinked, man. Okay, so from John Bouvier, this is a person. This word is applied to men, women, and children who are called natural persons. It is also used to denote a corporation, which is an artificial person. See, we just went through that, right? See, you learning. You learning. See, I just learned from two different books. Okay. Natural persons are divided into males or men, and females or women. Men are capable of all kinds of engagements and functions unless by reasons apply into particular individuals. Women cannot be appointed to any public office nor perform any civil functions except those which the law especially declares them capable of exercising. Ain't that something? See that? They are also sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by the law. You got the right to do what is not forbidden by the law. Travel down the highway or with your kind of tag or no tag on the car. Yeah, travel down the highway, transporting yourself and your belongings to anywhere you need to without having to pay a fee for it. Yeah, all that type of stuff, but you got to understand that, all right? Okay, so I'm going to say that again. They are also sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by the law. A slave is one who is in the power of a master to whom he belongs. Slaves are sometimes ranked not with purpose, but things. Yeah. So, yeah, you talking about you need a license and you got to do all this. You can't even transport your personal belongings. You're scared to death. Yeah, you can't be like that. So let me get a few more hadiths of the prophet. Then I'm going to read another document for y'all. He says, we need to have warehouses because one day the Europeans are going to let you down. You see what's going on? The times that have been won't be no more. If I were you, I would get ready before you are made to do so. If you are ready, stay ready. If you are not ready, get ready. Some of you Moors are going to throw away your name just for a morsel of bread. Boy, that's it right there, man. Chasing the instrument. Woo, chasing the UCC, man. Chasing that package. Man, the prophet know. The prophet know. Okay, about American and Europeans. Let me get some of these. He says, before the European came here, the bananas were large and the grapes were 4 in hand. It took 2 men with hand sticks to carry 1 bunch of grapes. The Moors were living up and down the Mississippi River before the European man came here. No question about it. And the fruits, man, back in the day used to be, you know, I'm 46, man. And, you know, the fruits back in the days, man, in the early 80s, man, it used to be fruit all the way in the community, man. We'd be all in them trees, man. Pomegranate, locust, cherries, plums, man. Fig trees used to be around, almond trees. Oh, man, all kinds. It's like the Garden of Eden, man. Now everything they took out the ground. Yeah, and they put it in vitamins. Ain't no vitamins and minerals in the foods and none. Everything canned and processed, and it's just tearing you down. Experimentation. Yep. The Europeans went to the Moroccan government and asked for permission to come over here to northwest of Mexico to develop this land. They were given a 50-year mandate to do so. Then the Europeans went to an old sheik and asked him to give them some people to help them to develop this land. The sheik told them to take those Moors because they're not going to do anything. So you got to understand, like, who permitted the slaves. You feel me? You got to understand. You ever saw Roots? You ever saw them slave mothers? Listen. Ain't no European going to come into the hood, man, to the turf, man, and run you down, man, and get on you, and you hitting fences and whoop-whoop, hitting, you know, little holes and stuff. They're not going to get on you unless somebody been told, man, unless somebody from within and told them the spots in order to get to. Nowadays, they got all kinds of surveillance and stuff, you feel me? But you got to think, man, back then, you can't just come to the hood and run a person and get on a person like that. Man, too many cuts, we know everything. So that's that's how you know that somebody conspired to get us, to get anybody that was taken away. You know, they had other chieftains and tribes, you know, pay them to come in and gather people up, kill and maim, and, you know, take people prisoners of war. So when you watch the movies like that, you always see when they came on loose that it was some other Moors, but they, you know, some other blacks or whatever y'all want to call them, and always was an Arab on a horse. Yep. So Joseph in the Bible. Let's go. There's Joseph in the Quran. Let's go now. You want to talk about it. Y'all know who Joseph is now. Joseph sleep. Now, Joseph ended up feeding the world now. Joseph got sold into bondage by his brothers. No, some travelers picked him up, man. They was called Ishmaelites in the Bible. Yeah, some travelers, man. Them his kinfolks, too, now. Them his folks, now. You know, seed of Hagar. So they picked him up, ooh, sold him into bondage. You know, he ended up in Pharaoh's house. We over here in America, and, you know, but it's not Pharaoh's house. But now he done took over. This is where his seat is. And, you know, we've been tied up in Pharaoh's ways. That's what it means by being in Pharaoh's house. We've been tied up in his ways and his likeness. So we know how to run his businesses. We've been doing the best. We've been running his businesses. You know, we the best good servants there could be. We know all about how to run businesses except for ourselves. So now if we get ourselves together, the world has been darkened because Joseph had got to feed them. So when Joseph feed them, like the prophet said, one day when all trade and commerce stop and when it restart again, it's going to be in the hands of the Asiatic. It's going to be in the hands of us. So we got to get ourselves together. We can't get back in rulership if our minds are messed up, if we thinking about harming the European. The prophet said, that's our fellow man. When you get on top, don't harm him. Yeah, we can't do that. It just keep going on and on. See, that's what they worried about. They worried about, man, if you get on top, you go treat them bad for what they did. But you got to look at your nature. Look at your essence. You ain't doing that now. If that's what you was going to do, you would have did it now. You got to get mad. Get off where you get mad at. Yeah, you can't hold it in all that time. You ain't going to try to get mad at somebody. Nah, you got to do it now yourself. You can't be mad and hold nobody else in. So that's what the prophet told you, man. Don't treat them bad. So you got to take them teachings and learn that. Don't hate. You feel me? And sometimes people take it for hate, but don't hate, man. You know, you got to love, man. Probably these teachings are for love right here. Uplifting, following humanity and love. I hope the broadcast is going good, man. I've been having some technical difficulties, man, but I had to go another route, man. It seemed like they've been trying to block me out. It seemed like I get into the show 12, 15 minutes, man. Then it goes, ooh. I said, man, I got to try something new, man. They try to stop my voice, but like I said, man, I done been in dismal crypts, locked in them prisons, man, and every pod I go to, man, I pull out the Quran and the Bible and correlate them and make them work together, man, and teach the people who we are and who we not, man, and they try to get me out of there and they try to solitude me, and then they start asking for more Qurans and information down there in the black hole. Yeah, the light come on. And they say, man, no matter where we put him, man, the chaplain come down there, man. People, are you asking for Qurans? People, nah, they asking for them for themselves. They asking for them Bibles and stuff for themselves. We down there teaching. Yeah, we down there teaching in the dungeons. Yeah, that's what this is about. Yeah, uplifting fallen humanity. So now, you feel me, I come home, I got to touch it down and touch my people. You feel me, the prisoners, they just sending that information. Man, we got some brilliant minds, man, brothers and sisters, man. They write me letters so beautiful, so potent, and so much information that they have inside of themselves and knowing and working on and studying. And I send them so many books and literatures and dictionaries and help them out how I can, man. And I'm so thankful for RV Bay publication and the literature that they decimate and get out there. There's no other ones that's doing it on that level. There's a lot of people out there got stuff going on and sending stuff. And I, hey, that's good. But as far as the civics and the works and the information they teaching and breaking down the blindness and we're teaching you how to be civilized and walk, oh, man, it's beautiful, man. And the pamphlets are priceable. Man, listen. Man, that 50, if you spend $50 at RV Bay, man, priceless. What? $50? Priceless, man. You're going to have, man, listen to people that white box go come here. Cause I get them at the crib. I send them into the place. And I say, how many can you get? He said, man, them people don't even trip, man, because the pamphlet's so little. They give you the whole box. Man, $50? Man, that's the equivalent issue. You will get anywhere from about 10 books. You get them at 5. You get more if you get some $3 ones. You get your $10, it depends on how you do it. But you go load them up, and man, they're going to have to start to break down the fold. I'll be sending them to the sisters, too, break down the fold, teaching them about Mexican sisters and everything, teaching them how to Moorish Mexicans and one. Yeah, they got to break down this ignorance because they got a lot of Islam going on. You know, people want to teach how they want to, especially behind them walls, man. People in there, and they teaching what they want, and they teaching these packages, and the people don't know the prophet. And I heard the sister say something on MHA desk the other day. I heard the sister say something that's very important about if you don't know the prophet, man, you got to study. You got to study the prophet's life, his walk. When you study the prophet's life, his walk, then you understand that Yahushua came again, that we have one amongst us. We are them people. You feel me? You know, listen, if you just study history itself, all the nations that fell and was in total darkness and stuff was sent a prophet and a messenger to bring them out of that before Allah brought the wrath on them. So you already know that. So you study that in your books, you see the wrath that came on them, that messengers was around them, spoke the language to them in their language. They didn't want to believe me. Oh, nigga, you one of us. Oh, man, you just yesterday you was doing this. Oh, man, you ain't no better. You ain't got nothing. You feel me? You walk around trying to teach to somebody. You ain't got no Bentley and no ice on. They don't want to hear you. Oh, nigga, I don't want to hear that. Excuse my language, but that's how they talking. So, hey, you got to just speed up now. The ethers, the everything, the vibration, the energy in the universe right now is turned up. Ooh, it's high frequencies right now. You feel me? We eyes wide open. You feel me? That's what we do, man. We ain't trying to fall for no fling-flam, woo-whams. We studying and we getting with our people. We networking. You getting on count. You letting your voice be heard and known so people can help you and assist you and help mold you and shape you more to be in the fold and be in the position that you need to be in to help uplift. Because sometimes you might got it, but you don't got it. You feel me? You might got to be trained in the right way so you can really give it to people, so you can really got it, have it, and give it to others. You feel me? You might still be unclothed in some of your ways and got to get fine-tuned. But in order to be, you know, you got to be a student in order to be a teacher. So even being a teacher, you still always being a student. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so that's what this is, man. This Suleiman Bey, man. You on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. So listen, it's a great book. Like I said, for me, if you want to get a lot of literature, that's the form that I go through. It's a lot of places, but I'm talking about as far as more as I go through RV Bay Publication. I get a lot of literature through there. And then the books that I send to the prisoners, I send them RV Bay Publication, all the books on that, everything out of there. And then the one book that I recommend to everybody, you know, especially when you're in the prison population, and if you don't know Noble Dr. Ali, you have never known his life, I read the book that I have, and I read it here, Noble Dr. Ali, The Exhuming of the Nation. And that's through Elihu Pleasant Bey. And that's, again, Noble Dr. Ali, The Exhuming of the Nation. That changed my life in them dismal Christian and prison systems, man. That was 14 years. You feel me? That was 14 years. And that did me, when I got that at the end of my time. I got that at the last about 2.5-3 years. And it changed my life. And the whole time before then, I was just saying Islam and the prophet story. And if the prophet and the books and the literature at the so-called, what they call the Temple Institution, you get the literatures and the Quran and, you know, the oral statements and all the little books and stuff. And it sound good and it sound, you know, on point. Your spirit inside of you, you know that it's some truth. But I never knew his walk. I never knew his story. And when I read the book and I read through that book, like I could read stuff unbiased. I could read Christian books. I could read books about anything. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't bother me to go pick up. You say, hey, check this out. Somebody sent me a clip yesterday from a preacher. Ooh, I read it. I listened to it, a YouTube clip, and it was deep. And the preacher was very deep. And he was talking about the planet that's coming. Yeah, like talking about the mothership. He was talking about some stuff that they don't even talk about. I said, man, that pastor deep. I listened to him, too. I said, ooh, he deep. They don't even be giving it like that. Oh, look what church. The church, the congregation was quiet back there, really. They wasn't really, I got to have this sermon, speak this today. I had something that's on my heart, but I got to say it, and I don't care if you like it. Man, he went into it, man. He went into some greed. He didn't want to go. He was breaking down degrees and Baphomet, you remember, the lust God, and he was really going in. So that's what this is about, man, teaching and education, not being scared, you feel me, fear none, man. Your life is forever. This physical form, you just learning here. This is a learning ground to get you back to yourself, your I self, your real self. You feel me? When you have children outside activity. So right now, you're just traveling. So what you afraid of? You already know you're going to leave this form. What you afraid of, somebody, because you say something? Man, you got to leave that spirit that's saying that when other people, it goes inside other people and it never dies. But if you ain't on nothing, then you don't leave nothing. Your name just dies, and that spiritual essence right there just poof. It got to go into somebody else to try to charge up and get right. So, yeah, you got to pass it on and be a spiritual influencer. You got to light people's spirits up with fire. You feel me? That's soul food, not no pork and hog mog and all that other stuff. No, the soul food is somebody to light your spirit up when they talk, that you want to tune into to get you energized, get your day going, huh? That's what we're striving for here on the Morning Drip. So we got about 5 minutes left. I wanted to I wanted to read this to y'all real quick. We went over this. This is called The Sundry Free Moors Act. This is important for y'all as we close. The State Records of South Carolina. Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 to 1790, Michael E. Stevens, editor. Kristen M. Allen, assistant editor, published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia. South Carolina, 8557, copyright of 1984 by the South Carolina Department of Archives. Okay. Manufacturing United States of America, the ISBN number is 0-87249-9448. This on the 20th of January, 1790. The committee members were Mr. Hugh Rutledge, Major Pickney, and Mr. Dees. A petition was presented to the House from Sundry Free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amenable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. The humble petition of Francis, Daniel, and Hammond, and Samuel Freemores in behalf of themselves and their wives Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clarinda humbly showeth that your petitioners some years past had the misfortune, while fighting in defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa. That a certain Captain Clark had been delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador, then residing in England, in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them into this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have, by the greatest industry, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now pray of your honorable house, that as freeborn subjects of the prince now in alliance with the United States, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state, now in force, called the Negro Law, but if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury, and your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. One, order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pickney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it in at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to and is as follows. This report, that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this House do agree with the report. Now, they told them, that's 1789, 1790, man. They tell me you don't charge us under these Negro Acts. We're emperors, what they say they was? Subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, Free Moors. Gotta know where your allegiance lies. So that's it right there. I'm come to the end of the morning drill. Now I gotta get to the rest of my day. I'm going here and take care of Mother Dearest and get her dressed and fed, you know, and civilized for the morning. And we will tune in again. I don't know if we're going to do the show tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to do it tomorrow. I'm calling you. Maybe I'm selfish. I don't want you to myself. I can't. But we will be back. Don't forget now, Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com, Al Moore Consultation, LLC.com. That's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R, Consultation, LLC.com. And then that's for those. Save them two websites. And then you got health.more@yahoo.com, email, and almore.consulting@gmail.com, and legalempowermentgroup101@gmail.com. And peace and love to y'all. Y'all tune back in, and you'll see another show we broadcast real soon. And probably start another one on Monday. I just wanted to catch up because we had a short miss a couple of days this week. And usually it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's what the show broadcasts on. So if you want to get in tune, leave a contact, your contact information on the website, your email, phone number, comment, whatever you're trying to get done, whether it's prison, whether it's civil work, whether it's credit repair, just holler. All right, peace and love, man. More love, man. See y'all.
And don't be trying to come up.